Good afternoon, all my beauty professionals. Thank you so much for listening to Ms. V's Real Beauty Talk. And today what I want to talk to you about is a question that a young lady asked me during an interview. It was a high school young lady who was considering, when she graduates, going to cosmetology school. And the question that she asked me stood with me and actually resonated with me. It was, can a shy person become a hairstylist or a cosmetologist, if you will? And my answer is and always will be yes, yes, yes. A shy person can become a hairstylist, a cosmetologist, a teacher, believe it or not. And I say that from experience because I was terribly shy. I'm still shy, but I'm not as shy as I was before I started teaching. But I'll get to that later in the podcast here. But thank you so much for listening. And I just want to say, check me out on YouTube on Miss V's Beauty Tutorials, where I teach theory lecture coming from the Milady textbook regarding chemistry, anatomy, all the fun stuff that you would learn in school for your written exam. Also, I do hands-on demonstrations. So, I have fun teaching classes. I do nails, I do makeup, special effects makeup, and it's coming to that time to do more videos on that. I do extensions, all kind of stuff. So check me out on there. Check me out on TikTok, Von Tok. That's V as in Victor, O-N-N-T-O-C-K 48 on TikTok as well. So where I want to start with this is, given the definition of being shy, what is the meaning of being shy? So the technical definition says that it's being reserved or showing nervousness or timidity in the company of other people. So that means that you are reserved on showing people who you really are. You could be quiet, off to yourself. You don't really speak loud or, shy. Definitely don't want to get up in front of people, hate being called out like that. The whole viral thing about being an introvert, kind of like that same thing. A lot of times, though, when a shy person opens up to you, you will learn that they're really, not shy, but they're more reserved around big groups of people. So it's kind of hard to explain, but what I'm saying is, a lot of times when you make a shy person feel comfortable, like for me, when I'm around a lot of people, I'm very quiet. I'm observing everything. And if I feel comfortable around someone, then I'll start talking more. But sometimes once I start talking, I can't be quiet. So that's what I mean. So anyway, believe it or not, some causes of shyness, which I was shocked I had never heard this, is partly a result of genes a person has inherited. It could be from influence behaviors that they've learned, and it can also be from life experiences. And I would say, in my case, it was from life experiences, because I remember when I was little, I was not shy. I was very outgoing. I was involved in a lot of activities like the student government. I was on, it was called traffic, where we would, wear the orange safety belts and the helmets, and we would go out and stop traffic for other students to cross early in the morning, and I would do it in the afternoon. And we would have our yearly meetings where we would meet with all the traffic teams from across the whole city, you know, and get awards and all that kind of stuff. So I was very outgoing. I played the violin and all that stuff. When I hit middle school, I kind of shut down. I only spoke to, you know, like my friends. Of course, around my friends, I wasn't shy, but like getting up in front of the class, I was extremely shy. And that came from things that I experienced that started to slowly chip away at that outgoing personality and put me in a shell. And so I became shy. So by the time I started teaching cosmetology, I was painfully shy in that I was like, what the heck did I sign up for? How am I going to be able to teach a class? You know, I'm freaking out just at the thought of getting up in front of these people talking. So yeah, very shy. But now here we are almost 18 years later, and I do YouTube videos, I'm doing a podcast, and I've taught cosmetology for, yeah, it'll be 18 years, September 8th. So, but believe it or not, teaching is one thing that broke me out of that shyness. And that's what's crazy. Like my very first class that I taught, I was just telling someone this, when I got up to speak, because the whole time, you know, I studied my butt off. I was writing lesson plans and writing my own test and studying the subject matters before the new class started and practicing on family and coworkers, you know, nails and all that stuff. And when I stood up to speak to my first class that I ever taught, which was September 8th, 2004, I was talking, but it was an out-of-body experience because I didn't know who that was talking. Like, I couldn't believe that that was me speaking. It was just a weird feeling. But I would say that teaching is what got me on the road to actually, you know, bringing me to the forefront and breaking me out of that painful shyness. I don't think anybody likes to be shy. But there's a lot of things, trauma, all kind of stuff that goes on at home that chips away at your voice and makes you feel like you have no voice, you know. So we've gone over the meaning of being shy, which is being reserved and showing nervousness or timidity in the company of people. The causes, some causes of shyness, which could be from life experiences, could be influenced or genetics. Now, what I want to say, can a shy person become a cosmetologist or a hairstylist? The answer is yes, but there are some purposeful efforts that you will have to put forth to help you, I should say, because it's not easy to break away from being shy, but to help you slowly come out of that shyness. And like I said, I'm not as shy as I was, but I am still shy. For instance, like when we have, let's say school is starting a new class and we have open house and they want all the, well, where I work, it's teachers and instructional aides, which my job title is instructional aide at this school. So, you know, let's say they want us all to come in and introduce ourselves to the students. Oh my goodness, my heart starts pounding, you know, and then you're like going down the line. Oh, I'm so-and-so, I'm so-and-so. And you just know, you get that big lump in your throat because you know it's your turn. Just to say hi, Miss Vonnie or Miss Williams, where I work now. But at the other school I worked at, I was always known as Miss Vonnie. And even so, they would have all the teachers gather in the classroom when they would have orientation. So yeah, I'm still shy on that. So I haven't broken away completely where I'm just totally fearless. I still get nervous. But these few things that I'm going to share with you are some ways that you can help yourself but you have to purposely try and make an effort towards it. The first thing is, these are all ways of building self-confidence, because really, if you really think about, you would have to analyze yourself. But for me, I would say reasons on why I became shy was experiences I had, and what it did was it took away my confidence in my voice, and confidence in that whatever it is that I'm gonna say, you know, the fear of being judged, the thought of what you're saying is stupid. So all those kind of little voices play in your mind. So that caused me to retreat and to be quiet. One thing you want to do in some ways to help build your confidence, because that's what it is, the more confidence you have, the less shy that you are. And remember what I said, confidence, there is a difference between being confident in what you know and being arrogant. Arrogance really comes from a form of insecurity. So I have to make you feel like I'm above you. You're beneath me. So yeah, this is my title and I'm above you because this is my title. That's not the case. That just shows me that you're insecure. As opposed to, I'm confident in this that I have, this skill that I have or this gift that I have, but I don't think that I'm better than you. And I can always learn something from you. So please understand that when you're building self-confidence, you really have to constantly check yourself and make sure that you're remaining humble, because there is such a difference between confidence and arrogance. And humility does not mean that you have low self-esteem. It's just simple. I'm confident in the skills that I have, and no, I am not better than anyone else. So I can humbly say that, and I can humbly tell you when I've made mistakes and I want to do better, and I purposely make an effort to do better. So that's the difference. Not the low self-esteem. Oh my God, I'm so stupid. Why did I do that? You know, you're an idiot, blah, blah, blah. That is not humility. That is low self-esteem and beating yourself up. And we'll talk about that in another podcast. So one way is to stop comparing yourself to others. One thing I tell the students when they, especially the ones who kind of beat themselves up on their timing, and they'll look around and they say, oh, you know, it seems like everybody else is getting done so fast and I'm still working on this or that. And I will tell them, hey, don't worry about it. Because the more you practice something, I guarantee you, you will get better. You just have to keep practicing. So the main focus when you're starting off on a skill is you want to focus on being, you know, more precise, more good at what you're doing. And then the more that you practice that, you will find yourself being faster. And isn't it a double bonus when you're fast and you're good? See, a lot of times people think that when they rush through something that it's good, that it's better. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're giving that good quality just because you're fast. Does not mean that. So to me, a student is better off being slow and good at what they do, because the more that they do it, they are going to catch up and get faster. And so then the real treat is when they become faster, but they're precise in their subsections. They're precise in their application of bleach or hair color. They're not applying it sloppily, because in the beginning, they were kind of slow in that, but they were precise in their application. Now they're fast and precise. You can't beat that. So don't compare yourself to anyone else. So for instance, like I do YouTube videos, I do podcasts. There's so many other beauty podcasts out there, professionals. You know, maybe they're a little more exciting than I am. You know, got the special effects and all that stuff going on. Got famous guest speakers talking with them in the industry and all that. I don't have all that. But I feel like I have something to share, so I share it. And I do not think about anyone else while I'm doing it. I just do it. So I encourage you, and the same thing with my YouTube videos. There's so many good YouTubers out there, way better than me. And that's fine. But I feel like I have a passion for what I do. And I love to help people, and that is why I do what I do. And I can't care about anybody else because my name is Yvonne Williams. It will never ever be something else. And even if I change my name, in God's eyes, when He sent me here, He named me Yvonne Williams. So I will never ever be this young lady over here, or that person over there. I'm me. So I don't bother comparing myself to anyone else. Okay, moving on. Be surrounded by positive people. And that includes family. And it's difficult when you live in the same atmosphere as the negativity. But you'll have to find ways to tune that out and eventually get out of that situation. You don't want to be around negative people where every time you share something, they just shoot it down. One thing I would encourage you to do is stop sharing. I've had to learn that. Stop sharing your dreams with the wrong people. You know, that's a foolish idea. And why would you want to do that? There's tons of people doing that. You know, you'll never be successful in that, blah, blah, blah. You don't need to hear that. Because really, we can badmouth ourselves all day, every day. In fact, some of us do it a lot more, you know, than other people. So why would I need to hear that from you? Another thing I would say to piggyback on that is to speak positively to yourself. It sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, your mind doesn't know the difference between someone else saying something negative towards you, and yourself saying it towards you. And this is what I've told students when I hear them say stuff about themselves. Oh, I'm so stupid. Do not say that, because when you say that, your mind hears that, your body goes into a depression mode. It doesn't like that. So you can literally make yourself sick. You can make bad things happen just out of the talk that you're speaking to yourself. So I have deliberately been working. I'm on a journey in my life right now. So part of my journey is positive affirmations out loud toward myself every single day. Positive things. I purposely watch what comes out of my mouth because words do have power. And there's been scientific experiments, I don't know why I can't talk, that verify that. For instance, they have the rice, you know, you put it in two jars. One jar you speak hateful things, the rice turns brown. The other jar, you know, when you speak love to it, you know, it stays white and it gets water in it and all that kind of stuff. Same thing with water. If you speak positive, negative things, the brown crystals form in the water. So your words are alive and they have power, and it's important that you speak positive things over yourself every single day. If you have to post it up on a Post-it, do that. So, you know, I am not shy. I am bold. I am courageous. I am powerful. I am smart. I am beautiful. I am blessed. You know, I'm a powerful leader. I am an awesome educator. All those, whatever it is you want to say positive about yourself, Do it every day. I encourage you. The next thing is your physical self. You want to take care of your body. You want to eat well. You want to sleep well. Drink well, meaning drink lots of water. You can eat water. My students used to laugh when I would say that. What do you mean eat water? You know, some people don't like the taste of water. They hate drinking water. So eat some watermelon. Eat some cucumbers. Eat some lettuce. Those are all water foods. Where you will get water from that. So, or juice, you know, juice your cucumbers, juice your watermelon, but you're still getting water. Exercise, meditate, whatever meditation means to you. And the hardest, one of the hardest things is being kind to yourself, but that piggybacks on to the positive self-talk. So being kind to yourself, some things that I've been working out with myself is eating better. And I don't know, for some reason in my mind now, I look at food and I see foods that give me life, which is fruits and vegetables. So when I look at them, I'm like, that's life. And then when I look at other foods, I'm like, okay, that's death. Like that food is not going to make me feel alive or be alive or bring life into my body. And that's what I want. When I drink water now, it just feels, I call it the elixir of life. It just feels like I'm drinking liquid life. So that's the journey that I'm on. I've started exercising a little bit, being kind to myself in that I have been making plans to travel more, you know, experience things like flying first class. I've never done that. Taking a cruise. And I'm talking like by myself, but doing these things, why not? I deserve it. Pamper myself. Because life is short and you just never know. And now I understand when they say live each day as if it were your last day. So, you know, if today was my last day, I want to know that I was kind to myself. Because for a long time, I was not kind to myself. And I allowed other people to be unkind to myself, to me, I'm sorry. And those days are over. Things are changing. So take care of your body. That means to eat good foods. Of course, sometimes you may want to splurge, but don't make it a daily thing. Sleep well. That's a hard one for me, but I'm working on it. Drink well, water and fresh juices, exercise, and meditate. And most importantly, be kind to yourself. All right, next thing is facing your fears, whatever your fears may be. And I'm not talking about going skydiving and all that. Like, I have a fear of heights, so I'm sorry, I'm not climbing to a mountain peak to bungee jump off or flying way up in a plane to jump out of it. I'm not going to do that. But as far as like, maybe one fear I have is going out to eat by myself. So that's kind of a challenge. I just took a solo trip to Vegas. I went to a teacher's convention for beauty and wellness educators. So that was really pushing the envelope because I don't like flying for one, and I flew by myself. I was going to a convention, so the thought of being around a bunch of strangers by myself was scary. But you know, once I was there, it was cool. And I met some wonderful people from Arizona that own a beauty college. And it was amazing. And so that was a start for me. So I'm like, okay, now I want to do this more. I want to start venturing out more. Because there's so many things, fears that can play on top of fears. Like, you know, there's sex trafficking out there. And what if I come up missing? What if somebody tries to rob me? Or, you know, what if my plane crashes? What if this happens? You know, So all of that was a factor in that. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go. And for me, I just say, wherever, you know, as long as God is with me, I can do all things through him. So I'm okay. I'm really not alone. I have him and I have angels, many angels that watch over me. So I feel okay. And that's one factor for me personally, how I get through or how I'm starting to get over my fears. But those are fears that I'm facing, you know, for me. You would have to find out for you what you're afraid of, and whatever's achievable, I would say. I'm not going to advise you to jump off a building because you're afraid of heights, but you would do what you want to do. Set goals for yourself, and that would be my last thing for today in sharing this, and hopefully you get some inspiration from this and understand that, yes, shy people can become hairstylists. Remember, there's two types of goals. There's short-term goals, which daily you could have short-term goals. Like, for instance, from this hour to this hour, I'm going to read, and then I want to go and work on this, work on that. Those are short-term daily goals, and that could be anywhere from daily to weekly, whatever. And then long-term goals are like between 2 to 5 years, where I see myself in 2 years. I see myself as a homeowner, and I see myself doing this, blah, blah, blah. And then daily, you can write out goals to work your way up to that big goal, because no one just jumps from this to that. It's a daily journey. And one thing I would tell you, as someone who just turned 50 and has a whole new outlook on life, is enjoy your journey. Enjoy your day-to-day journey. So set goals for yourself. And just know that every single day you are accomplishing something that's going to help you to achieve that long-term goal. So with that being said, I would say someone like myself who was extremely shy, and I was always told when I was in school that if you're shy and you don't know how to talk to people, you're not going to make it in this industry, blah, blah, blah. So I used to get like a stab in my heart because I was very shy. I did not know how to market myself. You guys have it good now because you can market yourself on social media, you know, online. So you got it kind of easy. In my time, it was you went out with your cards and you approached people. And I was always too afraid to do that. So I could tell you now, someone who was that shy, and here I am, over 20-something years later. So I've been doing hair since I was 9, and I'm 50 now. So that's, 41 years that I've been involved in cosmetology. I've been licensed for over 20-something years, and I have been teaching for almost 18 years. And yes, I'm a shy person. So I would encourage all you younger people out there, as that young lady asked me, do I believe that shy people can become hairstylists? The answer is yes, I do. I believe in you. And I believe that if you listen to this podcast and you really break it down and you set some goals for yourself and purposely start to implement some of these ways that I've given you to build your self-confidence, you will find yourself more and more breaking out of your shell, and you will be successful in this industry and anything else in life. I believe that. So I want to thank you so much, because I've never done a podcast during the week. Hopefully you enjoyed this. Thank you for listening to Ms. V's Real Beauty Talk, and I will talk to you next time. You guys have a good week. Bye.